With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Round one is over. Both sides have agreed to hold more talks next week. U.S. and Iranian envoys meeting for several hours earlier today in Oman to discuss Tehran's advancing nuclear program. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says even before Donald Trump was elected in 2016, he said he would never allow Iran to build a nuclear weapon.
And he said repeatedly, publicly and privately, over the last couple months, that he can allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon. He'd like to do so with a deal, which would be better for everyone. But if we don't have a deal, there will be bombing.
Cotton was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Israel has now completed construction of a new security corridor. It cuts off the southern city of Rafah from the rest of Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump is bringing back a Maryland man who was mistakenly, he said he's open to bringing back a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador.
A federal judge told a government lawyer it was extremely troubling that he had no information about the whereabouts of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. A day earlier, the Supreme Court said the administration must facilitate the man's return to the U.S., and President Trump indicated to reporters on Air Force One he would do that if that's what the justices want.
If the Supreme Court said bring somebody back, I would do that. I respect the Supreme Court.
On Monday, the president will host El Salvador's president at the White House. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Brutal conditions in China, high winds and the threat of sandstorms prompting Beijing to cancel hundreds of flights and closing down public parks to avoid injuries. Elsewhere, flights and train service have been shut down in several areas. This is SRN News. Well, sex change operations will no longer be financed by Kentucky taxpayers.
The new law was passed by the state's majority Republican legislature, which had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Andy Beshear to make it stick. Beshear is considered a rising star in the Democratic Party and a potential presidential candidate. But he continues to go all in on the LGBT agenda with a special fondness for transgenderism. Political experts say those positions helped bring about the Democratic defeat in last year's elections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge denying a motion to stop the National Endowment for the Arts from barring funds to artists whose projects promote gender ideology, saying the agency is no longer doing that. Four arts groups sued the NEA last month, seeking a preliminary injunction over what they say were, quote, violations of the First Amendment. This is SRN News. President Trump undergoing his annual physical.
Before the physical, the 78-year-old president posted on social media that he's never felt better. If history is any indication, the finished report on his health is unlikely to include much information, although White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt is promising transparency.
You in this room know from covering him, it's hard to keep up with him. He is a machine working around the clock every single day. And the physician, after today's physical, will provide an update on the report in the effort of transparency.
Presidents have privacy rights protecting their medical records just like ordinary citizens, and that means that they have leeway over what details are released. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Measles cases topping 700. Two children and one adult have died. New Mexico, Indiana, Kansas, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Texas all have what's described as active outbreaks. More details at srnnews.com.